and welcome this week to Fast Break. And thank you so much for our sponsors, Cozy Section. They're great. Went to their store the other day. They got some great kicks, some great, you know, some clothing. They do their own clothing. It's great to have them, you know, on the board, and yeah, really happy to have them on the show. And then also Hoop with them, as well, as we know, our player of the week, our sponsor. He normally gives out some free gear to some of our players of the week. So anyway, we're going to get to the show this week. It's going to be a big, big show. We've got a special guest on the line right now, but later on we've got Mitch Clark from the Parallax Hawks. He's waiting to come on the show later on. But first off, it's from the Junot Wolves, Tej Morrell. Hey, Tej, how are you?
Hi, Jake. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. And your Lady Wolves are doing really well this season, sitting second on the ladder, 13-2. What's your thoughts on this year so far with your girls?
I mean, it's been a great season. We're really happy with how things are going. I think timing is everything, as we learned from last season. So we're definitely very hungry for that championship. And yeah, just trying to get better every game in preparation.
And Marcus Wong, the head coach, I'd love to speak about Marcus. How's it been with Marcus as the head coach this year? And I know when you joined, he was the head coach. So how's it been with him?
Yeah, it's been so good. Actually, I signed with the club before he was even the coach. And then obviously when he signed on as the coach, it was really exciting because we knew each other from Adelaide. And I knew a few players that played under him. So some really good things to say about him. And then, yeah, obviously had a great season last season. And he's just a solid character and just really cares a lot about us as people. And, yeah, just does a great job in really getting us to get around each other. And obviously with the X's and O's aspect as well. Yeah, he's just an all-around great coach.
I'd like to quickly talk about some of your teammates. You're a great team at Joondalup, I think. Definitely, if not the best, one of the best. You know, with yourself, Robbie Ryan, Mashaya Parker-Williams, you know, and Chelsea Belch coming off the bench as well. What do you love about this team this year with your girls at Joondalup?
Yeah, well, we've also got the addition with Emma and Izzy this year. So,
yeah, that's right.
Like, pretty similar team to last year, but obviously Emma and Izzy add a lot to the team, and we're just super grateful to have them on. And, yeah, it's just I don't know how to explain it. I think a lot of people have seen have been able to see it in how we play, but we just – all love each other. And yeah, just I think even in this last week's game, it went through my mind of how, like, we just know each other's strengths and we are just so happy to put each other in the right position, and yeah, just go to those strengths and celebrate each other. We'll let so-and-so step up, and then the next play, let so-and-so step up, and someone else the next play, you know. It's just a really unselfish team. So, yeah, it's very rare to come across, and, yeah, it's just so, so good.
Yeah, as you said, you were in Adelaide before as well, in the league, win the NBL one over there, and then also Dave, your husband. So how's it been as well, mixing with your marriage as well, having David as the head coach of the men's and you're playing? You know, do you guys get to see each other? Oh, well, I know it's at the same club, so you'd be able to get to see each other, but how are you guys at home life? Do you guys forget about it, or do you guys help each other out with scout and here and there?
Yeah, it's definitely – honestly wouldn't have it any other way. I love that we're able to, yeah, like you said, see each other a lot. We do have to set boundaries here and there, like, okay, let's not talk basketball, but it always seeps in. And he definitely helps me. I don't think I help him much, but I do give my feedback here and there. And yeah, he lets me like work out with his team in like, you know, individual trainings and stuff once in a while. So, or not once in a while, really like every week. Yeah, it's just a really great partnership. Obviously, I think we make a great team.
Yeah, no, that's good. And it's good to see. It's also from the outside, seeing you guys kind of react to each other at basketball. So it's great to see. And a power couple, I think, in the league.
Yeah, thank you.
In both divisions. But Tej, let's go to some of the games from round 13. First game, there was Eaton Rec Center, when the Rockingham Flames had 129-51 win against the Slammers. And just some scorers, it was Bree Chalk with 8 points in this one, Javine Finch with 9 points, 3 rebounds. Shiva Tony, she played in this one, as we know, head coach of the team as well. 5 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And for the Flames, Marin Cracker, 22 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Taya Burrows with a triple-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds, 12 assists. It was also Tiana Wilson-Palmer off the bench, 20 points, 4 rebounds for her. Marissa Panagoulis, who was playing for Cyprus a couple of weeks ago, so she's back in the rotation, 15 points for her. And, Taylor Evans with 21 points, 9 rebounds. A really dominant team from here, especially against the Slammers. What's your thoughts on the roster for the Rockingham Flames, Tej?
Yeah, I mean, we played them not this weekend, but last, and it was a really good game on our part because we knew that they're a top-tier team. Mm-hmm. And, I think we just came out with that high intent, knowing that we had to play our A game against a team like them. Really, like, huge respect for them. I think Taya's had more than one triple-double this season.
And a lot of near triple-doubles as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really impressive. Cracker's just a really great all-around player. And, yeah, they're just a high quality team, so definitely just one to look out for this season for sure.
Yeah, they definitely are. And we'll go to Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. I was at the game, as well as the your Wolves 96-70 against the Perth Redbacks. And in this one for the Redbacks, it was Brooke Malone with 18 points, 3 rebounds. Michaela Perini with the 16 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds. It was Daniel as well with 9 points, 9 rebounds. And for the Wolves girls, it was yourself, Tej Morrell, with 28 points, 15 rebounds. Izzy Miotti off the bench with 19 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. And also Emma Clastorni with the 14 points, 5 rebounds. What was your thoughts in this one, Tej? How'd you feel about the win against the Redbacks?
Yeah, it was another really great team win. Like I said, coming off of the Rockingham game, I feel like we're just going from strength to strength and really learning how to play with each other just get each other in the right position to work off of each other's strengths. And obviously Izzy, her best game of the season, so that's really exciting because, you know, she's coming off an injury and it's really difficult as an athlete to do so and play with confidence. So I think she's starting to come into her own. And Emma Clastoni, just such an awesome addition in terms of playing with a big who really wants to battle in the paint and post up. It's been a lot of fun having her as well. In Friday's game, we just seemed to really play off of each other's strengths, and it was another really fun team win.
Big win for your girls. But for yourself in this one, great game. As I mentioned, 28-15. And this season you're averaging about 22 points, or 22.6 points per game, 3.1 assists a game, nearly 13 rebounds a game, and you're shooting 60% for the whole season. How do you feel you've done this year? And I definitely think you are top two in the MVP candidate. Definitely, they have to have your name in that talk. You've had a really consistent season, I definitely believe.
Thank you so much, Jake. Very honored by that comment. Yeah, I mean, I try to approach every offseason with, you know, the goal of just improving my game. And I was, yeah, really confident going into this season because of the offseason that I had. And yeah, I think it's just fun to see how the hard work has paid off and hopefully will continue to pay off. And yeah, just try and help us as much as we can to put us in the position to win a championship.
Mm. And we'll move to the next one at Mandra Aquatic and Rec Center. The Mandra Magic getting a big win against the undefeated Coburn Cougars. Not undefeated anymore. 82-50. Very surprising in this one. Hannah Hank with 29 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists. Sorry, 4 steals, my bad. Kat Tudor with 13 points, 2 rebounds. And Sarah Tawina with 17 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. And, yeah, for Coburn, Jesse Edwards, 14 points, 11 rebounds. Patty Brosman as well with 6 points, 13 rebounds. And Sarah Mortensen, 13 points, 6 rebounds. Yeah, huge win for the Mandra Magic. I don't know if you got to see any of this one, Tej.
Yeah, I watched the condensed game, and obviously after our game on Friday night, we found out about the score, and can't lie, we were a bit happy, but yeah, it's funny because we've chatted about how, oh, interesting, like being on this side of the undefeated season,
right.
We were undefeated last year, and it's like, oh, it's kind of funny to think, like, this is how people felt towards us last season. Like the whole league just hates you.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like cheering for you to lose. But yeah, I think Coburn just seemed to not have a good shooting night, really. And Mandra also forced a lot of turnovers on them. So yeah, obviously not gonna, I think Coburn will definitely bounce back, and they obviously did the next day, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to, Hannah Hank just, yeah. She kind of seemed to take over the game as well. So, it'll be interesting to watch, to continue watching, Mandra's form. And yeah, like I said, I think Coburn will definitely bounce back, and obviously just can't ever count them out.
Yeah, and I did think that if anyone can beat them, it would have been Mandra as well. They've been a great team. But yeah, like you said, 17 turnovers in that one for them, and they also just were shooting 25% from the field as a team, 17 from 68, and then from three, which is not like them, just 2 from 15, so 13%. So yeah, and also they only scored 12 points in the first quarter. 10 in the second, 15 in the third, and then also 13 in the last quarter. And it was 27-13 in the last quarter. So, big win for Mandarin. Congrats to them defeating the undefeated team. But, yeah, like you said, they had a game last night. Well, as you all know, we were recording on the Sunday morning. Bendat Basketball Center, the Coburn Cougars, 83-44 against the Prairie Lakes Hawks, and they took their frustrations out on them. And Natty Dennis with 14 points, 10 rebounds. Mia Sadie with the 6 points, 4 rebounds. And, Ash Eisenberger with 6 points, 6 rebounds. But no Emma Clark in this one. I did see her on Friday night, and I think maybe a little bit of a back problem. So maybe they're just resting her in this one. On the other side, Sarah Mortensen, 29 points, 12 rebounds. Steph Gorman with 14 points, 3 rebounds, 7 steals. And Jewel Williams with 13 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds. A big win for Coburn, and great to see them back on the winning field. You guys have been in that position before, losing maybe, you know, your streak, and then, you know, going out the next night and getting the win. A big confidence booster back for them at Coburn, Tej.
Yeah, I'm glad you pointed out that Emma Clark wasn't playing for Perry Lakes. I didn't realize that because yeah, that would be a bit disappointing for Perry Lakes, I'm sure. Mm. But yeah, exactly. I think Coburn would definitely have come out really hungry the next day after their loss.
Mm, yeah, definitely. So, yeah, big win for them. And sadly, it was against the Perry Lakes Hawks. But let's go to Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium as the Williston Tigers had to head up to the Goldfields. 87-45 win for the Tigers. And Brkaninovic with 28 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Alex Sharp with 19 points, 8 rebounds. Desiree Kelly with the 12 points, 9 rebounds for her. And it was Turnau McCartney with 15 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. Side Bottom with 12 points, 7 rebounds for her. And, yeah, only 8 people on their on their roster for this game. So maybe as we know, they've had some outs, some injuries. Some girls have gone home. So a tough win, tough loss for them. But we'll go to Lakeside Rec Center as the Perth Redbacks took on the Lakeside Lightning. 84-77 win for Lakeside. And in this one, it was Smith with 22 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Katie Jones with 25 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Jade Galland also added 12 points, 3 rebounds. And I might be wrong, Tej, but do you know Kylie Smith very well? I'm not sure if it was you or someone else in the league that knows her.
No, that's definitely me. Yep. She's my best friend. Yes. So shout out to Kylie because she had an amazing game. And yeah, David and I were watching her game last night. So
And
exciting.
Just people who don't know Tej, how's your relationship with her, and how'd you get to know her? And must be excited to see Kylie in the league.
Yeah, it's actually so funny. We played against each other in 2019 in Adelaide. And then, like, we didn't really know each other. And then I think I came across her Instagram account, and I was just like, oh, my goodness. Like, we both love Jesus. Mm. And I said, I slid into her DMs. I was like, we need to get coffee. And we met up at a cafe and stayed there chatting for 5 hours, and basically, yeah, have been best friends ever since.
Yeah, that's great to hear, and great to have her in the league. She's been great so far for Lakeside. Let's go to the next one at Mike Barnett Sports Complex. This was also the Saturday games. The Rocky and Flames 84-68 win against Warwick. Huge win for the Flames. Casey Samuels, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists. Taya Burrows, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. And, yeah, Marin Cracker as well with 14 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists. And for Warwick, 15 points for Murphy with 4 rebounds. Chloe Forster with the 13 points, 11 rebounds also. And also Stacey Barr, 18 points, 9 rebounds. A big win against the national champs. And then we'll go to Rayo and Sports Centre as the Eastern Suns took on the Southwest Slammers, 87-63. Big win for the Eastern Suns. Unlucky weekend for the Slammers. Natalie Cho with 24 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Sammy Roscoe, 20 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And Georgia Dennehy, she also played 150 games as well. So congratulations to her. Great friend of the show, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And for, I pressed on something different. For the Slammers, it was Bree Chalk with 16 points, 4 rebounds, 10 points for Kate Williams, and also 7 points, 5 rebounds for Barrett. And then off the bench, Adams with 10 points. Big round of NBL 1 West, as we do have a game today at Warwick Stadium. The Warwick Senators taking on the Madra Magic. I'll just get a quick tip from you, actually, Tej. I know that's in our second part of the show, but who do you think is going to get the win today against Warwick and the Magic? Well, depending on when you're listening to the show, this game would have already been. But who do you think is going to get this win, Tej?
Yeah, I'm excited that I get to watch that. It's definitely on my radar. Obviously, we play Warwick this coming weekend, and Mandra just had their big win. So Warwick will be, you know, like I continue to say, you cannot count Warwick out. And I think it'll be a great game, and Mandra will be on their high. It's just going to be an interesting one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, especially how Mandra had a great game and beating the undefeated streak of Coburn. They're on it, and Warwick coming off a loss. I can't even pick, but I think last week I went for – I forgot last show. I have to listen back. I think I might have went for Warwick.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, but I'm not 100% in that one, especially Mandra coming off a great win, as I said. But
also, yeah, it'll be a good game.
Yeah, sure. I forgot to mention as well, it was Nicole Jaw St. Jaw's 450th game. I don't know if that is – I don't know if that was Saturday's game against the Flames or it'll be against the Mandra Magic. But nonetheless, congratulations, 450 games for Nicole Jaw St. Jaw. She's played for the Joondalup Wolves. As we know, she played for the Warwick Senators. I forgot also who she's played for as well. She played for a couple of clubs. But that's huge. Any if you're in any league and play 450 games, Tej, that's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, that is huge. 450. I don't even know because, you know, they post all the milestones. And I don't know that I've seen a 450. Like, I think that's amazing.
I know we had Seb Salinas in the for the Suns. He's played over 500 games. But, yeah, that's the biggest.
Okay,
yeah, that's the biggest since seeing Seb Salinas. But, Tej, I hope you're all good to stick with us for about another 15 minutes or so to go through round 14 and the games coming up next week. Hopefully you've got a little bit of more time for us.
Yep, absolutely.
All good. Well, don't go anywhere, guys. We're here with Tej Morel from the Joondalup Wolves. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in the second quarter. Welcome back to the second quarter of Fast Break Radio. Jake Singleton here. And as you know, we have Tej Morel from the Joondalup Wolves. And Tej, for people that may not know you too well, we want to get to know you. Love to talk to the players as well, not just about basketball, but off the court as well. And I wanted to know where you were from, and I asked the question just before. And yeah, tell the people where you were born and where you grew up and how was it growing up in a family where you guys were traveling a lot?
Yeah, so I was born in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. Mm. And the reason for that is because my dad and mom traveled the world because my dad was coaching and playing overseas with basketball. Mm. And they actually met here in Perth. Ooh. Western Australia. So, yeah, full circle for me. But yeah, I think obviously with them, it's just like travel and the love for, you know, seeing, and getting to know different cultures and experiencing different cultures, has just been in my blood. So, yeah. And I've always dreamed of being in Australia. From their stories. So the fact that I'm here right now is just, yeah, a dream come true.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they met here. And also your dad was a head coach in the SBL as well for the Slammers. And then also you coached another team as well, as you mentioned.
Yeah, his name is Marty Zeller. Mm-hmm. So Zeller is my maiden name. And he coached in 1990 and 1991, I believe, for Bunbury and then also Warwick.
Yep. Wow, interesting. So it's kind of huge how you're here. And what did your parents think when you had this offer and David also had this offer to come over to Perth to play for the Wolves?
Oh, it was actually so cool because David got the offer and we hadn't even told my dad what the club was, but we had said there's a club in Perth that is offering David a job. And my dad straight away was like, if it's Wanneroo Basketball Association, you've got to go. And it was like, whoa, okay, that's cool because it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, Wanneroo's reputation precedes them. Yeah.
That's really funny, especially him coaching Warwick. As you know, the rivalry that the Senators have with Joondalup. I grew up as a Joondalup kid. So you know, I have this rivalry still today with the Warwick Senators, but myself,
yeah,
but, yeah, that's interesting. He would say that, especially being from Warwick. But yeah, huge. And are you loving the Joondalup Wolves? I know they have a great club, a lot of fans, a very family club. What do you love about playing for Joondalup?
Yes, absolutely. The club in itself is just very professional, and the community around is just amazing. The fans really get around us and do an excellent job at packing out our home and also truly following us on the road. It's really awesome to see our fans that show up to away games. Yeah, really just very appreciative of all the support. It's an awesome community.
Some of the best fans in the league, definitely at Joondalup. And then also let's move on to your college career. You played at Nevada, and how did it feel to, you know, go to college, and how was your kind of journey to college, and did you have a lot of offers from other team or other colleges, and how did you feel about playing college basketball?
Yeah, honestly, I have so much respect for Australians that go and play college ball, obviously overseas, but in America for them. Because for me, I went 14 hours away from home. I grew up in New Mexico and then went to school at University of Nevada in Reno. So 14 hours away from home. And that was a struggle for me. So I just can't imagine, like, as an 18-year-old having that challenge on, like, leaving home on top of a new culture, the time difference. I'm just very impressed with all of the college athletes from Australia who do take on that adventure. I had a really, really blessed college career. I just look back on it partly saying, like, I don't know how I did it, because it is very intense being a Division I college athlete. But also just with very fond memories, especially just with basketball my senior year. I kind of turned up a little bit, and like I said, I'm big on off seasons, but I just kind of, the season between my junior and senior year in college, I just decided, that was when I decided I wanted to do something with basketball and play, continue to play professionally. And as long as I could. So I think it really showed my senior year of college for me. It just made it a lot of fun.
I don't know which was first, but you definitely came over to Australia, played with the Southern Tigers. And then you also played for the Bendigo Spirit as well. You signed, I think, first as a short-term injury replacement, and then I think they brought you back for the next year. But how was that to play WNBL? Because, you know, that's our biggest league, and we get WNBA players to come over, and it's a huge league and one of the best in the world. So how did you feel playing for Bendigo?
Yeah, it was so good, Jake. Like, I was so honored and honestly very surprised when I got the call up, when I did, to Bendigo, because I knew that would be the next step. But to get that offer, like, the first season, like, after the first season I was here, was definitely a bit of a surprise. But I really enjoyed my time at Bendigo. I just feel like with that surprise kind of came a little bit of lack of confidence for me. And obviously, I feel that I've developed my game a lot in the last 3 years. So there is that. But I just feel like if I were to go back to WNBL, hopefully sometime soon, then I think I'd be a different player than what people saw in 2019, 2020.
As you're saying, this is not just because you're on the show. I had you on the show for a specific reason, because I don't know if you've had any offers or anything, but someone needs to pick you up. And
thank you so much.
And I'm not just saying that because you're on the show. People say, oh, he's saying it because she's on the show. No way. I read out your stats, and you've been great for the Joondalup Wolves. I'm really surprised if you haven't had any offers from the league. So I'm on the train. I'm on the bandwagon to get you in the league.
Thank you so much. That's very kind.
But how would it feel to maybe get back there? And I think this year you've definitely shown that you can play in the league. So, how would it feel to just be back there again?
Oh, it would be a dream. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I just want to be able to compete at the best level that I can. I just would be super, super excited.
Mm. Well, hopefully we can get you back there. And you still got a long way this season. We've still got a few rounds to go. But let's go to round 14 in the NBL 1 West. Let's go through some of the games. First off, we'll get your tips as well for this one. For the Parallax Hawks taking on the Willetton Tigers, this is going to be a really, really good game. But I'm only going to go with Willetton because I don't know if Emma Clark is going to be 100%. Not sure. She could be, but just because she was out this weekend against Coburn. But I'm going to go for the Tigers here, Tej.
Yeah, I think it's tough. I think Perry Lakes coming off of their 44-point loss against Coburn would make them really hungry. Mm. But Willetton is definitely dangerous. So, I think I might be with you, but I would like Perry Lakes to win because Ash Eisenberger is a newfound friend of mine. So yep. Shout out to Ash.
Ash, one of the genuinely nicest people in the league. She's always smiling and one of the best people in the league, definitely.
Oh, yeah, definitely seems like it. It was just a real pleasure meeting her, for sure.
Mm. And her husband playing for the Parallax Hawks as well, Jack Eisenberger. So, great to have them in the league.
Another power couple, yes.
That's it. That you're completely right. And then let's go to Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. The Warwick Centre is taking on the Perth Redbacks. Perth, they haven't had Lauren Scherf. I'm not sure if the news is, I don't know, but I don't think she's with them anymore. So I'm going to go with the Warwick Senators, and they've come off a few losses lately, but I think Warwick definitely going to need this win. So, I think they're going to get the win at Belmont Oasis next week.
Yeah, I definitely will go for Warwick on this one, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then at Herb Graham Rec Centre, this is going to be a really good one. The East Perth Eagles taking on the Eastern Suns. This is going to be a really good one. I really can't pick in this one. I know we've got some outs for the Eagles. Maddie's out for them. They've got some few players out. My head is just really blocked this morning. I'm going to go Eastern Suns here, Tej Morrell.
Yeah, see, I agree. I think it's a tough one. I don't know who is out. That will be interesting for East Perth. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that game. Shout out to Natalie Chu, though, another new friend of mine. So hopefully, hopefully they can get a win.
Yeah, and they've been doing really well.
Home for East Perth, right?
Let me check. I think it is, actually. We'll go
Herb Graham Rec.
Yeah, it is. It is at Herb Graham. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it'd be a tough one, I guess, for Eastern Suns to pull off at East Perth's home. But, let's go for Eastern Suns.
Mm. And then also at Rayo and Sports Centre, we've also got the Suns again on the Saturday night. Big doubleheader for them against the Parallax Hawks. I really want to see – I had last week Tim Rangelik, the head coach, on the show, but I really want to see them win. But I think – I want to see the Suns win. I want to see them win. I love the Suns. And I've coached a few of their players before. So I'm going to go with the Hawks in this one. But Tim, don't hate me. He listens to the show every week, so he's going to be upset with me.
He hates you, Jake.
Yeah.
It's all of it.
He's never going to come back on the show again. But I think the Hawks will get it, but I hope Eastern Suns do. So I'm in the middle, but I think the Hawks will get this one.
Yeah, I don't know. That one is tough. Natalie and Ash going at it. And they both have double headers, right? So this will be their second game because they both play Friday, right? So... Yeah, it's going to be another good one. I don't know.
Same as you. I'm in the middle. I'm not sure who's going to win it, but it'll be a great game at Rayo and Sports Centre. And then also we've got a HBF Arena Joondalup. Battle of the North, as I was saying. A huge rivalry game for you girls, the Joondalup Wolves and the Warwick Senators. I think you girls will get the win because it's at HBF Arena. You guys played great.
Yeah, thanks. Our fans got our backs.
Yeah, right. you guys pack it out. It's always a great game. Love coming to the games. So I think you girls will get the win against the Senators definitely in this one.
Yeah, thank you. We're definitely, we're going to come out again like as strong as we can because we know Warwick cannot be messed with. And then obviously, yeah, the rival adds a little bit of something to it. So, yeah, we know that every time we play Warwick, we have to come with our A game. So, yeah, looking forward to it for sure.
And then also on Saturday, we've got the Giants. The Goldfields Giants at Neil Hansen Basketball Stadium taking on the Southwest Slammers. Both teams kind of struggling lately. No Darcy Garbin for the Giants as she's been trying out with the Opals. I think they've been playing for some games coming up. They've been training, so no her. But I don't know if she'll be here for this one. But I think Goldfields will get the win against the Slammers anyway. But this will be a really good one to watch. Both teams needing wins. What about you, Tej?
Yeah, I'll definitely go for Goldfields. Should be interesting if Darcy is not there. They've definitely had a bad luck this year with all their injuries and stuff. So, yeah, hopefully they can get a win.
I remember watching their game against you girls. It was a Sunday game, and they had about three girls on crutches heading off the court.
Yeah, it was bizarre. Yeah, such bad luck.
I know. So hopefully more luck for them coming into the end of the season. And then also at Wally Hagen Stadium, the Coburn Cougars taking on the Perth Redbacks. I think Coburn are going to get this one against the Perth Redbacks. I can't really see Perth winning at the moment against, you know, this strong Cougars team, Tej.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. For sure. Coburn will take this one. Yeah.
And then also at Lakeside Rec Center, the Lakeside Lightning taking on the Rockingham Flames. And you have a connection with Lakeside Lightning, as we mentioned before. But I'm going to go with the Flames in this one. They've been on point lately with last round. And also, I think, yeah, they'll get this win on Saturday night against the Lakeside Lightning, Tej.
Well, yes, all respect for Rockingham, but I cannot go against my best. So I'm going to cheer for Lakeside.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You have to. But yeah, that's the wrap for round 14. And yeah, get down to any of the games you can because there's going to be a lot of basketball. But Tej, before we go and before I let you go this week, what does the future hold for Tej? And how do you feel about your career in the future? And what's something you really, really want to accomplish in the league or even personally?
Yeah, well, right now my eyes are very much on the championship for this season. I can't explain how badly I want that. And then obviously hosting nationals, it would just, yeah, like we want to be a part of that. So hopefully, that's just the main thing that is on my mind for the future right now.
And as you said, the national championships was mentioned, and at the end of the season, we will hold the national championship at Joondalup. That'll be amazing to have your girls in a home game for the national championship. And I bet you girls would pack out the Wolves Stadium, HBF Arena. That would be kind of like a fairy tale ending for the season, definitely, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, exactly. It's so cool that it's being held here. So what an opportunity, and yeah, it would just be a lot of fun. So yeah, can't really look past that.
Definitely. Well, Tej, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really, really appreciate it. I've wanted you on the show for a long time now, but thank you so much, and good luck for the rest of your season. And I definitely want to see you in the WNBL. So keep working hard, and I'll be rooting for you to get back in the league. Definitely.
Thank you so much, Jake. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you, and good luck to everyone in the next round.
A lot going on next round. But Tej, thank you again so much. Don't go anywhere, guys. We've got a huge men's division coming up. We've got Mitch Clark from the Parallax Hawks. So don't go anywhere. It's halftime. And welcome back to second half of Fast Break Radio, presented by Cozy Section and also Hoop With Them. As you know, Marty Nelson doing a great job with his business. Love to help him and, appreciate his support. But we've got a huge guest on the show from the Prairie Lakes Hawks. It's Mitchell Clark. Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Yeah, going well, Jake. It's been good to be on here and looking forward to the podcast.
Yeah, it's been great and really appreciate your time. And thank you to your head coach, Matt Parsons, for setting it up. I did ask him, I said, I need someone from Prairie Lakes. Really need someone who's interested, and straight away he came back and said Mitch will definitely be interested. So really, really appreciate your time.
No, that's all good. It's great having guys like you giving exposure to the league, and really giving us a name in the sporting landscape in WA. So thank you for what you do as well.
No problem. Thank you so much. But Mitch, how's it been back in Perth? I know. I had Tej Morrell from the Joondalup Wolves and my head is blocked this morning, but you were over east for 1 year.
Yes.
and then back in the NBL One West with your Prairie Lakes Hawks. And how's it feel to be back in Perth for this season?
Yeah, it's been great. It was nice to get away and experience something new, but coming back has been really good as well. And I mean, the league has just leaps and bounds from where it was a few years ago with COVID restricting everything. And it's been really competitive. And obviously being back at Perry Lakes with your home club and all your mates and a familiar coach as well, it's been really seamless transition. And I've really enjoyed being back. And we've obviously had a bit of success early on and a rocky middle of the season. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a bit of consistency through the final stages of the season and make a really good finals push.
Sitting 10 and 6th. Sitting sixth on a 10-6 record.
I reckon you've got the women's there, Jake.
I bloody do, don't I? What did I say to you off air? I said I've done it before and I've done it again.
You've done it again.
I know guys had a when I looked at it, I said you guys have a way better record than that. What am I doing? Thank you. Thanks for reminding me. You guys are sitting second with a 13-4 record. That's better. How's it been this year? And you've won two championships for Prairie Lakes in 2018 and then also 2021. You're back home. This season with your boys. And, like you mentioned off air, only having Dan Alexander and it was Jack Eisenbarger as well who came in last year. How's it been kind of meshing back with nearly the same group that you've had for the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's been great. Obviously we've got some great stalwarts of the club with Ben Purser and Robbie Kassir, and they're they've led the club really well the past 7 or 8 years, and Ben for longer, and they've driven a really strong culture and made it pretty easy for guys to come in and be themselves and play a role for the team. So yeah. Coming back has been pretty seamless, and I've really enjoyed it.
We'll talk about it more later, but you've also played in the NBL as well with the Perth Wildcats. That's huge. And just quickly, how did you feel when you kind of had the chance to sign a contract with them and know that you're going to be playing in an NBL court last year? I think it was just last year. I've clearly forgot. Well, I know you signed it 2021, actually.
Yeah, 2021 season. It was a bit of a whirlwind that whole off season. I was working out with them and training, and probably thought I was going to miss out. And I was just super fortunate that there was a few opportunities with guys going down and then needing a few bodies that I got an invite to the Blitz that year. And we had 9 players in our last 2 games, and Scott just ran with everyone and gave everyone a chance. And I was able to sort of prove that I could hold my own at the level, and was rewarded with a contract at the end of it, which was really cool. Yeah, so I guess it was a great experience and something that I really hope I'll get another chance at going forward.
Mm. Well, yeah, definitely. Hopefully, well, definitely should definitely get a chance. You've had a great season this year, and we can talk about that more later. But let's go to some of the games for round 13 and get some of your thoughts as well. Ask you some questions here and there. Firstly, Eaton Rec Centre, the Southwest Slammers going down to the Rocky and Flames, 128-72, and Boy Tuick with 29 points, 9 rebounds. Stevens with 22 points, 10 rebounds for the Slammers. And then for the Rocky and Flames, Devondrick Walker with 21 points, 5 assists, 1 rebound. Travis Dernan, he went back home to the Slammers, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. And Marty Nelson as well, 19 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds. And Callum Beard with 14 points, 7 rebounds. Thoughts on the Rocky and Flames this year? As we all know, they have been the best team this year, and being the national champs, the NBL One West champions. What's your thoughts on them this year, Mitchell?
Yeah, they're super tough. I think at the moment they're sort of a clear favourite to win the whole comp. They've just got so much depth of talent, and you know, even like not having Jeremy Combs play and scoring 128 points, it's sort of really sending a message to the team of just how their capabilities as a team. They've just got so many options offensively, and you know, guys like Trav Durden, you said, had 25 points. It just shows that, you know, normally he's on the bench and he comes on and has that spark off the bench, but they've got super capable players all throughout their roster, and having import talent like Devondrick Walker is just, he is a class above most other imports, and he's sort of, you know, he just is a scoring machine. So yeah, they're super tough, and they're coached really well by Ryan Petrick, and yeah, they're going to have a deep finals push, I can imagine. And they're a daunting task for anyone coming up against them, I think.
Yeah, I would be a bit worried to go against them in the finals, but that's definitely a team that we could see you guys match up with somewhere in the finals. That would be definitely an exciting game, and you guys have played the Rocky and Flames before. I think it was in 2021. You guys beat them.
We played the grand final against Rockingham in 2021. So we sort of had a bit of a rivalry going on for a few years.
Yeah.
So
it would be great to have a big game in somewhere in the finals against you two. It'd be a really big game. But let's move to Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. I was at the game on Friday night. The Ginlock Wolves getting a 2-point win against the Perth Redbacks, 97-95, and it went down to the wire. We had from the Ginlock Wolves, Jordan Wellstead, who actually had 2 technical fouls. He got sent off in the third quarter. He went up for a layup, thought he got hit. The crowd had been giving him the crowd had actually been giving all of the Wolves bench and their team a bit of grief. So he thought he got fouled on a layup, said something to the crowd. The referee teed him up, turned around. And I don't know what he'd said, but he said something to the referee, another tee. And then also later on in the game, Brighton Hobbs was double-teched, and he was out of the game as well. So it was a really tense game, as so you could feel. And Mitch, you've been in some of the NBL One West games where they're really tense and everyone's going at each other. This was definitely one of those games, and really, really exciting game to watch. In this one, Brighton Hobbs, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, as I said, didn't finish the game. Joel Vainina with 20 points, 6 rebounds. Tevin Jackson with a 19.6 rebounds. And for the Wolves, CJ Turnage, 25.6 rebounds, 3 assists. Quinton Dove, a big game for him, 30 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. And Christian Gerlina as well with 13 points, 4 rebounds. Brian Michaels adding 16.7 rebounds, 5 assists. And another team to watch out for is the Ginlock Wolves for your boys. You know, as I said, they've got a huge roster. They've done a great job of getting, you know, Brian Michaels from Warwick, CJ Turnage, who's been there for a few years now. Quinton Dove coming over as well. Mattiang Muo, who didn't play in this one, but still, you know, he's been huge around the league from the Geraldton Buccaneers. And, you know, Christian Gerlina as well, who's from Mandurah. Some of their other guys, Brody England from all the way from the Slammers. But They've got a great roster this season. What's your thoughts on Joondalup for the 2023 season, Mitch?
Yeah, again, they're super stacked with talent, and like having Quinton Dove as your main guy, I mean, he is super athletic, very efficient player. You know, he just gets the job done. And as you said, like having Matthew Anguo, CJ Turnage and Brian Michaels in that starting five, like, you know, they've got the ability to put up 100 points plus pretty much every game. So, you know, you've got to be on your A game to beat these guys. And again, like the Redbacks are the same. Like they're again, stacked with talent, super tough. Obviously adding David Aquero as well to the mix.
That's it,
A legitimate NBL talent. They're going to be a very tough team to get over at the end of the season as well.
Greatly coached by Charles Nix as well. So a great, both teams are really exciting, but Perth have kind of struggled here and there this season. But let's move on to Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre. Coburn Cougars getting a 12-point win against the Mandurah Magic, 96-84. And in this one, it was in the loss. Daquan Abram with 40 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Ray Turner as well with 18 points, 4 rebounds. And then for Coburn, it was Courtney Alexander with a double-double, 24 points, 10 rebounds. Taj Benning with 20 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists. It was Phillips with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 assists. And yeah, Kieran Berry also with 10 points. A really exciting team, the Coburn Cougars. One guy I really love watching, and I've called a few of their games, Courtney Alexander and Taj Benning, and also like the Phillips brothers. But it's actually interesting to see Keegan back on the floor. He had an injury last week against the East Perth Eagles, but his brother is out for, I'm not sure for the season, but he was in a sling in that game. And also, you know, Kieran Berry, who's moved in for Seva Chan. They have a great team as well. They're also a team to watch out for coming into the end of the season as well, Mitch, the Cougars.
Yeah, well, I watched this game pretty closely. We played Coburn the following night. Coburn, you know, really mixed it up against Mandurah. They played a 1-3-1 zone and were pretty effective at getting lots of deflections and forcing Mandurah's hand and getting a lot of turnovers and running out in transition. And obviously, like you said, they've got some pretty good talented imports. And it's nice to see local guys like the Phillips brothers and Kieran Berry stepping up. And to have a guy like Josh Hunt as well come off the bench, who's spent a year training with the Wildcats, is also pretty nice for them to have. So they are a talented team. They're probably, you know, just lacking that true sort of centre where, you know, Alexander is amazing athletically, but if you were able to shove in a five-man around him, that would be super beneficial for them. But as you said, they've been a bit of a danger team and they've got a bit of a roll on towards the back end of this season. And again, like, you don't take them lightly. Like, they're pushing for finals whenever your team is sort of in that 7th to 10th region. They're always going to be making sure they're on their A game because it's every game's important for them now. So, yeah. They played well against Mandurah, and obviously Daquan Abram has been having quite the end to the season, or a middle season. Has been really impressive. He's putting up some big numbers and fairly efficient too. Like, he's not, he did take 27 field goal attempts, but he was at 60%. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive numbers there.
Yeah, he's had a great season so far with the Magic. And we'll move on to Active West Stadium. The Geraldton Buccaneers getting a big win against the East Perth Eagles, 118-97. And this one, Zach Gartorna, 39 points, 6 rebounds. Malik Meunier as well with 19 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Aaron Ralph with 14 points, 4 rebounds. Sean Stewart as well with 20 points and 8 assists in this one. And for East Perth, it was Justin King with 19 points, 4 rebounds. Taylor Young adding 15 points, 3 rebounds. And also Lee Roberts, 18 points, 10 rebounds. And for someone who's kind of in the same position as you, and especially even in last year, it was Zach Gartorna. with the Sydney Kings, won a championship. He's had a good season with the Buccaneers, 17 points a season, 17 points a game, sorry, 5 rebounds, shooting 45%. What's your thoughts on Zach? And he's kind of also in somewhat of, as I said, the same position as you, trying to get a main roster spot in the NBL.
Yeah, I mean, Zach's a great player. I grew up playing with Zach. He was a Hawks boy from...
Yeah, yeah.
So I've played domestic with him when we were about 8 years old. So I've known Zach all my way through, and it's been really cool to see how well he's done in the last sort of 4 or 5 years, getting that opportunity with the 36ers, and then obviously last year at Sydney, winning a championship with them. So... he's got a great skill set that's very translatable to the NBL level. He's a great shooter. He's, you know, legitimately 6'7" plus. He's athletic. And when he's locked in defensively, he can be a real menace on the rebounds and, you know, deflections and things. So, I mean, he's definitely got the tools and the work ethic and everything. So, yeah, hopefully for him, he gets another look in somewhere, and he's probably well deserving of it too.
Yeah, he definitely is. And also we'll move to Bendat Basketball Stadium. Sorry, Centre, I always say it. The Parallax Hawks 84-54 against the Coburn Cougars, as we mentioned before. And it was also, before we get to some of the scorers, it was also a 50-year anniversary. Well, this year is the 50th anniversary of the Parallax Hawks. And I think there was a bit of a meeting or a bit of a little something on before the games. And I don't know if you were able to attend, but how's it been, you know, this year, all the festivities around 50 years? Because that's huge for any club, 50 years. And going strong as well. What's your thoughts on Prairie Lakes as a whole and in their 50th year as an SBL NBL 1 club?
Yeah, it's been really cool to be back for the 50th year and see everything that's happening. And last night was a great night. I think there was a pre-game function before the women's game that had a great turnout. I think over 120 people, ex-players, coaches, support staff and volunteers came back for the night. A few people actually flew in from interstate and overseas, which was really cool.
So
that just sort of, I guess, shows you the strength of the club in its history. It's obviously been quite successful, and last night was a really good reflection on the success of the club and how much it means to people to play for them, and the friendships and the bonds you make with your teammates and the club people around. And it was a great night. I had my mum, she was a past player and coach for the club, attended the function, and her dad was an original Scarborough City member, so they both attended and had a great time, and it was a good night for the club, I think.
And it's great to see this year the 50th year of the club. And as well, talking about your mum, I spoke off air, and I actually called a game with your mum against the Coburn Cougars game. And how do you think your mum did you listen to that? How do you think your mum did in her first commentating game?
I listened to a bit. I think she was a bit nervous early on, but she got the hang of it. Tried to encourage her to do a few more. I think she adds a bit of knowledge behind the league. So whenever she gets the opportunity, I think she should take it.
Definitely. And she did a really, really good job. And she was a bit nervous, but shout out to your mum as well. She was great to call with. And I just want to also talk about the third quarter for you guys. You guys were 30 points to 9. What happened there? And it must have been it was definitely a huge third quarter for your Hawks boys.
Yeah, it was a really interesting game. Obviously, the first half was pretty contested and close, and it was 11 points going into halftime, and I think Coburn probably left a few points out there, missed a few open threes and things like that. And then, came out in the third quarter and sort of got a bit of a run early. I think it could have been about an 8-0 run, and Coburn called a timeout sort of 2 or 3 minutes into the quarter, and then again maybe came out with a few more or strung a few more stops together and scored a few down the other end. And it was pretty much at that stage that they really gave their bench a lot of opportunity. And obviously, Coops or whoever it was at the coaching staff at Coburn were willing to sort of give their real young guys a chance to prove themselves. And they basically didn't play many of their starters for the rest of the game after that. So it was an interesting game. But yeah, I think we did a good job at mixing up our defenses and just making them uncomfortable, I think. And obviously probably playing with a bit of extra spirit to make sure we got the job done in front of all the pass players and things like that. Helped.
Yeah, definitely. And just some scorers for your boys. Dan Alexander, 23 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. It was Big Ferg with 19 points, 6 rebounds. And yourself, Mitch, with 7 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists in this one. And then for the Coburn Cougars, just the 10 points for Phillips, 9 rebounds. Also Kieran Berry adding 10 points, 5 rebounds in that one. And let's move on to Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium as the Wilton Tigers getting a 10-point win against the Goldfields Giants, 116 to 106, and Hamish Cummings with 22 points, 3 assists for the Giants. Michael Dupree, 21 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, and 8 points for the captain Jerome Reed in this one. And for the Willington Tigers, it was Darnell Hoskins Jr., 32 points, 4 assists, and he played the whole 40 minutes of the game. Mike Vigor, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. And then also Goyot Gak with a huge double-double, 20 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. And someone who's in the NBL at the moment is Goyot Gak, and he's had a great season for the Wilton Tigers, Mitch.
Yeah, he's been a great addition to the Tigers and the league. Just to give it a bit of profile, it's great having the NBL guys come into WA and actually play over here. And he's just shown his class as an NBL player. He's obviously 6, well probably 7 foot, and he's athletic, and he's got great touch around the ring. He's a tough prospect for anyone coming up against him. Super classy player.
Yeah, he is. And we'll move on to Lakeside Rec Center as the Perth Redbacks going down to the Lakeside Lightning, 89-86. Another close loss for them this weekend. As for the Lakeside Lightning, it was Jackson with 22.6 rebounds. Rowan McKenzie, 31.3 rebounds and 8 assists. Kyle Armour, 17 points and 10 assists in this one. Josh Davey as well, who's played for the Cairns Taipans last year, 10 points, 21 rebounds. Huge game for him. And then for the Perth Redbacks, it was Brighton Hobbs, 27 points, 4 rebounds. Tevin Jackson adding 20 points, 8 rebounds. And Joel Vainina with 15 points and 5 rebounds. And then going to Mike Barnett Sports Complex, the Rockingham Flames getting another win this round, 111-94 win against the Warwick Senders. And Tom Jervis with 23 points, 12 rebounds in this one. Devondrick Walker adding 27 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Marty Nelson with the 18 points and 7 assists. And for Warwick, Hussein Ford with 17 points, 4 rebounds. Caleb Davis adding 16 points, 6 rebounds. Ethan Elliott, who's back for them, 14 points, 5 rebounds in this one. And then last game on Saturday night was the Eastern Suns getting a big win against the Southwest Slammers, 104-79 at Ray Owen Sports Centre. And Albert Amunza, 33 points, 5 rebounds. Joe Cook-Green with a triple-double, 12 points, 14 rebounds and 15 assists. And Tom Atkinson with 10 points on the bench. And also Carl Aylett also adding 10 points. Reese Maxwell with 10 points also. And for the Slammers, Boy Tuwik with 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. And Stevens as well with 27 points, 13 rebounds. And Keats with 10 points and 9 assists. A really interesting team, I think, is the Eastern Suns. They are sitting, kind of below on the ladder. for them, or ninth actually, 8-8 record. But they're definitely a team who I think have stolen some wins this year, Mitch. I'm not sure if you've been watching the Suns this year.
Yeah, no, they're super dangerous. They knocked off Joondalup up in Rockingham in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
They can get hot, and obviously Almanza and Joe Cook-Green are playing some great basketball at the moment, and when the other guys are firing, they are super dangerous. So, yeah, we've actually got them on Saturday night this week, and, yeah, certainly not taking them lightly. They're going to be tough, and they're making a real push for finals. So,
yeah,
they're having a fairly good year.
Mm. And then also, as recorded the show on Sunday, so whenever you guys listen to the show, this game will be finished. But just a quick tip, Mitch, is we've got the Warwick Senators taking on the Mandurah Magic on Sunday at Warwick Stadium. I think that this is going to be a really good one, but I think Warwick will get the win against Mandurah.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. I think Warwick, after last night, they'll probably come out firing, looking for the win. Be a bit disappointed with the result in Rockingham, and obviously being a home game, they'll want to make sure they put on a good performance in front of their Wobble kids and things like that on a Sunday. So, yeah, I think they're a pretty good team, and they're not going to lose two in a row very often.
No, yeah, that's right. Well, Mitch, that's the end of our third quarter, but we're going to go to our fourth quarter, and we're going to talk about round 14. I'll get your tips as well. So listeners, don't go anywhere. We've got Mitch Clark from the Prairie Lakes Hawks. Back in the fourth quarter for Fast Break Radio, and we're here with Mitchell Clark from the Prairie Lakes Hawks. And Mitch, we got to show some love to your head coach, Matt Parsons, because Matt, I think, listens to the show maybe nearly every week. And Parso is a great friend of the show. Love having him. And also one of the best, I think one of the best people off the court as well. Show some love to your head coach, Matt Parsons, and how's he been in your basketball journey?
Yeah, Parso's obviously had a huge impact on me. He sort of backed me in when I was a 17-year-old at Prairie Lakes and really gave me an opportunity. And obviously from that point on, that opportunity's grown into a role in the team and now starting for the guys. And yeah, he's been awesome. A real sounding board, bounce ideas off each other. And we've developed a great relationship where we trust each other, and we can have some pretty open and honest conversations about how things are going. And we've got a good relationship. And as you said, he's a great coach. He knows how to get a group playing together. And we've had a bit of success under his leadership. So, yeah, he's a good guy and loves supporting the league and you know, shows like this where anything that's going to promote the league, he really supports and gets behind. So he's a good man.
Yeah, he definitely is. And yeah, shout out to Parso. But let's quickly talk about the NBL for a second. Was there any kind of player that you maybe played against that you really, really loved watching, or someone that kind of, I wouldn't say in awe, I don't really like saying that word sometimes because I think you guys, I don't know, I don't really like using the word, but was there someone you really loved watching even when you were, you know, on the bench for the Wildcats in an away game or even a home game? Yeah, someone you really enjoyed watching in the league last year?
There's lots of guys. I think as a point guard, it was pretty cool watching Will McDowell-White dominate for New Zealand last year, and just his poise and the way he was able to pick apart the mid pick and roll was unbelievable. And to think he's only 25 is pretty amazing. He was one, and I guess, you know, from a teammate's perspective, like being able to see Bryce Cotton up close and personal and getting to defend him and play against him and just see his level of professionalism off the court is pretty amazing. And you can understand why he is so good at what he does, because he just works hard. He doesn't have an ego. He just gets the job done. And obviously he's got amazing skills as well. So, that he's probably had one of the bigger impacts on me in the last sort of two seasons training with the Wildcats.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And my next question was going to be about Bryce Cotton. And has he kind of spoke to you about or given you any pointers, which I bet he would have, but anything he's taught you in your time with the Wildcats?
It's a good question. I mean, probably not so much like from a direct point of view, like with teaching and stuff like that, but more so just like being able to observe his behaviours on and off the court and watching him work out before or after training and just, you know, seeing how, you know, you have to put in the extra reps to get to his level. And you know, I'm probably never going to get to his level, you know, like he's an unbelievable talent, but he's just to be able to be as good as he is, but also be as modest as he is and such a good teammate and happy for people to do well around him. And he sort of is so confident in himself, he's so confident in himself that he knows he's going to get the job done, but he also wants to see everyone else around him succeed. That's probably the biggest thing. Like, he just, the work ethic and the mentality that he has is, super important, I guess, to be successful.
Mm. And you would have played, and I know you're around Perth Arena a lot, and it's an amazing atmosphere when you're sitting in the stands. But this is a question I'd love to – I don't have many Wildcats on the show, but how is the atmosphere when you're on the court or even just sitting on the bench as well and seeing all the fans in red packing the Perth Arena? It must be a huge, and it's a dream that I think any West Australian basketball player, like a kid in general, would love to feel. How's that from your perspective with the players?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's kind of weird. I think when you're actually sitting on the bench and like warming up with the team and stuff, you don't really realize sort of what's happening around you, and you're pretty focused on the game and that sort of stuff. The crowd's obviously loud and they play a huge part in the success of the team. But when you're actually suited up and things, like, you don't really look around that much and take it in. Like, you're trying to sort of stay grounded and focused on what's happening in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then last season, I was on the bench in 2021-22 season, and then last year I was just a training player. So I wasn't lucky enough to sit on the bench, and I was in the crowd, like in the players' section, and it's pretty amazing, like the noise. And I think we went, I mean, that open roof game, the atmosphere was electric. It's pretty amazing, and it's pretty cool for the players and for Perth, like, to have such a good crowd and loyal supporters.
Mm, yeah, well, some of the best, as you would know as well, and even the league knows what some of the best, or even the best. I know we're from WA, we're going to be saying that Perth Wildcats fans are the best, but I definitely think so, and seeing other clubs. But I actually went to a Sydney Kings game there, one of their finals games against Cairns, and it was great. That game, I think Jonah Antonio, who you know is a WA boy, he had about 5 threes, 6 threes, and he was turning around looking at the Sydney bench. Sydney had that win, and it's really interesting to see the difference between the club, like, you know, the clubs and how they run an NBL one night, an NBL one game. An NBL game, sorry. How the Sydney Kings run their nights. And I think Perth just run it way better than, I've only been to a Sydney Kings game. I haven't been to any other games, and I'd love to see the difference, but definitely Perth do a great job, like, on their game day presentation and everything that goes into it as well.
Yeah, they do. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of entertainment aside from the basketball. It's very loud. They do a great job, and obviously what they're doing works. People keep coming back. They want to be there. So, they do a really good job at getting the crowd back, and that retention is huge for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the best clubs in the NBL or NBL history. But Mitch, let's go to the games for round 14 in the NBL One West. The first off at Bendat Basketball Center, I know who you've got. The Parallax Hawks taking on the Wilton Tigers. This is going to be a really, really good game. I'm really interested to see. This could be one of the games of the round. They've got a great team, as you mentioned. Goyot Gak, Darnell Hoskins Jr., Travis Fee, Mike Vigor, you know, a lot on their roster, even more guys. And on your side, I'm not even going to mention all your roster because all of you guys are a great team. But I think you guys at home will give them a loss this weekend. Bendat Basketball Center.
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. they're going to be tough. I mean, they're a good outfit. We lost to them earlier in the year at Willerton. That was a tough game and probably was a bit of a reality check for a few of us. And, you know, Darnell Hoskins is an amazing shooter. He lit us up. He hit 5 or 6 threes and he was hitting stuff from 2 or 3 meters behind the 3-point line. So we're going to have to be on our A game, but we're probably happy that it's at Bendat and we've got a bit of a home court advantage. So hopefully that helps us and hopefully we can get the win.
And quickly before we go on to the next game, as you mentioned, Darnell Hoskins Jr., another great point guard in the league. He could be the answer, but who's someone you really enjoy going up against this year? Because we have some great guards in the league, like himself, Brighton Hobbs as well, even yourself as well. So there's a lot of great point guards in the league. Who do you love going up against this season?
Yeah, there's been a couple. Probably say Brighton was pretty cool because he obviously was an import at Perry Lakes in 2015 and 16. Right. So I watched him when I was a teenager. And so it's kind of full circle now that I get to match up on him and play against him. The other one's probably Malik Mounier from Geraldton.
Yeah.
He's having a great year and similar position to me, like same, I think we're the same age. We're both sort of coming through and actually sort of making a mark in the league and stuff like that. So, it's great to play against him and, it's a real challenger. I actually played against him. He probably doesn't know this, but I played against him at under 20 nationals when he was in playing for Victoria.
Yep.
He was the backup point guard there behind Sean McDonald and I was playing at that tournament against him, so it's kind of cool as well that, you know, we played over in New South Wales against each other and now we're back over here and he's playing here and playing really, really well and sort of really leading the Bucks team at the moment.
Yeah, he definitely is. And, yeah, full circle as well. Let's move on to the next one at Belmont Oasis and Leisure Centre. The Perth Redbacks taking on the Warwick Senators. This is a really tricky one. I love Warwick. I think they're a dangerous team, but I think Perth Redbacks are one of the most exciting teams in the league. But they've gone down both games this round, in round 13. I don't know. This is a tough one, but I'm just going to go Warwick Senators because I think they'll get the win against Perth, but it's going to be a really close one.
Yeah, like you said, I think it's going to be close. I'll probably go the other way. I think Perth will bounce back after this weekend, and I would be expecting a big game from Aquera. I think he's probably playing his third or fourth game with Perth now. They've had a few teething issues, and he's been coming off the bench, but I think he'll probably start making his mark on the league, and I think this is a perfect game for him to go big.
And it's great to see him kind of just getting some 5-on-5 for him in before the NBL season as well with the Wildcats.
Yeah. He's going to be a great addition to that Wildcats roster. And as I said earlier, he's a legitimate NBL talent. I remember last year he played against the Wildcats for Melbourne and he dominated. I think he had a big double-double and, you know, he was the difference at the end of the game.
And then also let's go to Herb Graham Rec Centre, the East Perth Eagles taking on the Eastern Suns. This is going to be a really, really good one and both teams need the wins. But I'm going to go for Joe Cook Green and his Suns against East Perth. But I wouldn't be surprised if East Perth snag a win in that one as well, Mitch.
Yeah, I agree. It's a real tough one to pick, being at Herb Graham. But I'm gonna go against you. I'm gonna go for the Eagles, I think. Yeah, just to spice things up.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think they're a better team than what their record shows, and if they get it clicking, they should win it.
Yeah, you are right, because they clicked against the Coburn Cougars last week and had a big win against them. So, yeah, they definitely have it in them to get some wins. But let's go to Saturday's games for round 14, the NBL One West. At Active West Stadium, the Geraldton Buccaneers taking on the Mandurah Magic. This is another really good game. I can't pick out of these two, but I'm just going to go Geraldton at home. That's the only reason why I'm going to go Gero. But as you mentioned, Malik Meunier, who's had a great job, a great season this year, and also Zach Gartorna, we know, Aaron Ralph, Matt Wundenberg, they have a great team. Sean Stewart as well. I think they'll get the win against Mandurah this weekend, but it'll be a close one.
Yeah, I think Geraldton will get the job done at home. And yeah, as you said, Malik Meunier and Zach are having good seasons, and it's pretty crazy to think import of the quality of Sean Stewart sort of playing third in that hierarchy of players. Like, he's a great player as well, and just a really good piece for them when he's firing.
Yeah, he definitely is. And then let's go to the next one at Ray Owen Sports Centre as the Houston Suns taking on the Parallax Hawks. I know who you've got, but I'm going to go for the Parallax Hawks in this one. But like we said, they are a dangerous team, aren't they, the Eastern Suns?
Definitely dangerous. It's hard to play at Ray Owen too. It's a pretty good home court advantage up there for them.
Yeah.
And obviously both teams will be coming off the back of a game the night before. So that also will play a little bit into it. But yeah, it should be a good hit out.
It's kind of like playing in the NBA with the Denver Nuggets as the oxygen levels. in the Rockies, same thing for Perth. Going not as high, I guess. But playing in the hills.
Certainly not as high. But yeah, no, it is. It's a tough venue to play at.
Yeah.
It's always very cold up there. And it's the court is very, I can't quite think of what I want to say, like the crowd's very close to you.
It's
small sidelines.
Yeah, and it's also like Coburn as well. Both those, they're kind of the same. Yeah. I spoke about that with Matt Parsons as well. It's like the crowd's on your back kind of as well when you're sitting on the bench.
Suffocating, you might say.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a suffocating environment.
Yeah, yeah. It's different to Perry Lakes because you guys have a big stadium and a lot of room as well. So I bet you feel like the crowd's pretty far away from you. So it's different to head to clubs like that.
Very different.
Where the fans are on your back. So, I think a big win for your boys next weekend against the Suns. But let's go to HBF Arena Joondalup as it's the Battle of the North, a huge game this weekend. The Joondalup Wolves taking on the Warwick Senators. But I think, no hesitation, I think the Wolves will get this win against Warwick. But they always have great games against, both these teams have great games against each other. So it'd be a good one to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And tough as well for Warwick to back up against the Redbacks on Friday and then playing Joondalup on the Saturday. Mm. I think Joondalup probably just get over the line in this one. But as you said, it should be close, and you never know what's going to happen in a rivalry game like that.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. And then also we've got at Niels Hansen Basketball Stadium, two teams that need some wins. It's the Southwest Slammers heading up to Kalgoorlie to take on the Goldfields Giants. And I think Goldfields will get this win against the Slammers. But the Slammers have been playing well. Stevens, they're important. Also, Boy Tuuk as well. They've been playing really well for the Slammers. So I wouldn't be surprised if they can get the win. But I'm just going to go with Goldfields being at home at the moment, Mitch.
Yeah, for sure. Bunbury got the job done against Goldfields a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
In Bunbury. But I think that might give the Giants a bit of extra juice to win that game at home. It's obviously a very tough road trip out to Cow, so I'll probably go for Goldfields as well.
Mm. And then at Wally Hagen Stadium is the Coburn Cougars taking on the Perth Redbacks. This will be a really, really good game as well. But I'm going to go, I'm not 100% on both these teams, but I'm going to go with the Perth Redbacks. I know I went against them, but I feel bad. So I'm going to go for Charles Nix and his boys against Coburn. But this is going to be one of the games of the round as well. So I think, yeah, Perth Redbacks at Wally Hagen getting the win. But I think the Coburn Cougars really play well at Wally Hagen as well. So this will be a tough one for Redbacks.
Yeah, I think Perth will get the job done. Coburn are a bit undermanned at the moment. With obviously Luke Phillips injured and Seva Chan's injured as well. And Josh Hunt didn't play last night against us. So if they're missing those three, it's going to be tough for them to compete with the size and length of the Redbacks.
Yeah. And then we'll go to the last game of the round. It is the Rocky and Flames taking on the Lakeside Lightning. And I can't go against the Rocky and Flames at the moment. You know, sitting first on the ladder, 15-3 for them. So, yeah, I'm gonna go for the Flames in this one to get a big win against Lakeside.
Yeah, I think that's probably the call as well from my end. But Lakeside obviously playing really well as well at the moment, and they're a serious danger side. I think since adding McKenzie, they've got some tough scorers with him and Hayden Brown, and obviously Kyle Lama running the point, and Josh Davies sort of found his groove in that team as well. So I mean, I wouldn't like to play Lakeside, but I still think Rockingham will get the job done.
Yeah, the national champs should get that win on the weekend. Well, that's the wrap for the men's division. And Mitch, thank you so much for joining us. But before you go, what's next for Mitchell Clark? And hopefully, I know you said you'd love to get back into the NBL, but is there anything else you want to accomplish? Maybe three championships this year would be nice on your resume already. But well, what's something we can expect from Mitchell Clark next in your career?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the immediate goal is to win a championship at the end of this season. And that's going to be, it's a long way away for me anyway. We've got five really tough games to finish the season. So, hopefully we can get ourselves in a great spot on the ladder and make a really good finals push. After the season, I'm not really sure where I'll be headed or what I'll be doing. I'm just sort of in a bit of a, waiting for an opportunity to arise at the moment. So, fingers crossed, there's someone out there that's interested and I get an opportunity to keep playing over our summer go from there.
Mm. Well, you're definitely someone who has everything to play in the NBL, and you've showed you can stick with those guys. So, good luck to you, and hopefully we see you back in the NBL. But, thank you so much for joining us today, Mitch, and also thanks to Matt Parsons for setting it all up. But, really, really appreciate your time today, Mitch.
Cheers, Jake. It's been good.
No problem. And good luck to your boys for the rest of the season. But thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you to our guests as well, Tej Morrell and, as you know, Mitch Clark. That's it for the show this week. And check us out on Instagram, Fast Break Radio, also on Facebook, Fast Break Radio. And then also check out our sponsors, Cozy Section there in Hillary's in the northern suburbs. So check those out. They got their store. Go and see them. And then also Hoop With Them, Nye Nelson. Thanks for his support as well. So, thank you so much and have a great week. And we'll see you next weekend for the next show and a wrap-up of round 14 and also round 15 in the NBL One West. Take care.